Now, the disability sector is seeing a major labour shortfall, but this is set to change in the next few years with thousands of new jobs created each year, with the number of workers predicted to double by 2022. This transition is already being helped by many who have made career changes already in recent years, taking on increasingly more roles in the disability sector. And joining me on the line right now is one such person, Jed Dixon, coach and coordinator from the Healthy Change Challenge. Jed, thank you so much for your time on the show this morning.
Yeah, Julian, how are you?
Very well, thanks. I just wanted to ask about the Healthy Change Challenge. Can you tell us, can you walk us through what the challenge is about?
Yeah, certainly can. We, I guess it's a NDIS service provider that opened up about 2 years ago. So we noticed in the marginalised sector a discrepancy in life expectancies, and sort of noticed that it wasn't maybe always due to whether what people's sort of disability or what they were faced with in terms of that aspect, but maybe more around their actual habits that they engaged in, the way that they engaged in the community. So we started up a holistic health program that's focused on changing and sort of capacity building people in the marginalised sector around those healthy habits. So whether it be shopping and cooking and healthy food identification, and also around exercise, how they can run their own exercise sessions and try to engage and bridge that gap between the general community. I mean, I think we all know someone that goes out and does an F45 or a gym session or something like that. But if you, for some in the marginalised sector, it can be quite an overwhelming experience. And so, yeah, to bridge that and give them sort of empowerment to be able to take on that journey themselves, we started a day program. We run it up here in Newcastle, and yeah, we find the guys really enjoy it, and we've had a few what we like to call graduate, and yeah, sort of move on to bigger and better things.
That's fantastic. And so, coming from a place of, you know, being a coach and a coordinator, what does a regular day look like for you?
Yeah, it's a big mix. So days on the program are exciting, busy, and quite reactive. So as much as possible, we sort of check in with the challenges. So we call our participants challenges, just to see what, their sort of, thoughts are for the day, try to give them as much empowerment and choice as possible. So, on the days busy, you're exercising, you're a role model, you're having a laugh, you're trying to get as much out of the challenges, and then working behind the scenes is, I guess, just similar to most office jobs. But I've found definitely get an extra drive through that sort of that connection, that you know that all the work that you're doing has a very very easy connection to what's happening in your community. So
yeah, exactly. It'd be super rewarding just to witness people walking away with much healthier. And you have a background in engineering and physiology. What inspired you to make this career change into, you know, working more in the disability support industry?
Yeah, so engineering and psychology.
Psychology.
Yeah, the dipoles, the different ends of the scale there.
Yeah.
I think there's a clip with Simon Sinek in it that he talks about find your why. And I think for myself, after sort of going through and being the perpetual uni student, you sort of discovered, or for me, I discovered my why was connection. And to get that connection with a program like this and sort of in the disability sector, the way, as I said before, the way that you can actually see yourself engaging in the local community, it's quite intrinsically motivating. I think there's a lot of ways that office work and the usual other the working streams, you can find motivation in that, but I sort of found my my connection was my why, and enjoyed that in the disability sector.
I mean, that's a pretty selfless why. That's great. Other people are motivated by maybe a bit more superficial motivations. And we are expected to see thousands of new workers in the disability industry over the next few years. What advice would you give them or anyone looking to make their career change?
I think it's really good that what's coming about with people sort of changing in and out from different careers. We're very much, the mindset that we have at the program is try to be as innovative as possible and take in new mindsets. So we've had people come in from being chefs, from being exercise physiologists, from being lawyers, and I think it just brings in a really fresh way to look at solving problems. Realistically, as long as you've got that motivation for connection, that patience, and then working in the disability sector is really rewarding, and you'll find, I guess, we talk about finding your own language to work with the people in that area. So as long as you've got motivation to learn that, those skills that you've sort of picked up and you've ingrained in yourself from other areas can be absolutely priceless, because every business, regardless of whether it's an NDIS funded, is going to have those aspects that need to get solved, whether it's from accounting or business or law or whatever. So yeah, it's exciting to have people coming in from different mindsets.
For sure. Rewarding in the sense that you do have that connection. Jed, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure, and it's absolutely great work you're doing. Thank you again.
Julia, thanks a lot.
Thanks. That was coach and coordinator from the Healthy Change Challenge, Jed Dixon, one of the many people who have taken on roles in the disability sector, which is predicted to see many more join its ranks. And if you did miss that conversation or want to check out the Healthy Change Challenge, do check out the 2scr.com website for the full podcast.